So, as you heard, Medtronic's main argument is vitiation. And Your Honor suggests that foreseeability could be a key element. And I suggest that in the Friedman Seating case, they said if it's not foreseeable, it probably isn't vitiated. But the Friedman Seating decision said that is the equivalent of an insubstantial change that doesn't render the claim meaningless. That was what they used for vitiation. So was this change...
Which is, again, a restatement of the doctrine of equivalence.
I think it's very close. Very close, if not identical.
There's no real distinction to be made there. What would you have us do?
I think that's the test that this court already applied. Is there an insubstantial change that doesn't render the claim meaningless? I think it is very close to the doctrine of equivalence. And I think it is hard to reconcile where does vitiation stop and the doctrine of equivalence begin. I don't disagree with that. And it is a difficult issue. And maybe
why isn't it entirely foreseeable that a claim limitation which discusses the depth of the threads could be evaded by reducing the depth of the threads? Therefore, you should have claimed it in a way that didn't leave open that means of evasion.
Well, Your Honor, now we're getting into the Festo exceptions, the doctrine of equivalence, and of course foreseeability is one of
the... We're getting into the basis of the doctrine of equivalence is what we are getting into. I don't think you'll find a sound justification for it other than that.
But let me address foreseeability, and let me also address...